podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Have a listen to a post that was posted on Mumsnet. It says, so, my daughter is 19 and has a 23-year-old boyfriend. They've been together for months. We do like him. Recently, she asked if he could stay over in her room. Me and my husband were uncomfortable with the idea, to be honest. It wasn't allowed when we were that age. So we said no. Now we're the worst parents ever because we are so uncool. Have things moved on that much? Are we the only parents who feel this way? Signed, a mum of two. So the daughter's 19, the boyfriend's 23. They actually like the boyfriend. But when she asked whether or not the boyfriend could stay over, Mammy and Daddy said no, they weren't uncomfortable with the idea, to be honest. That appeared on Mumsnet, but I'm joined on the line from mams.ie by Siobhan O'Neill. Siobhan, welcome to 98FM.
Hi, Adrian. Hi.
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
It is. It's a sticky one. And I think from family to family, it's going to vary. And even from parent to parent. So you might have one of the parents thinking, look, they're at it anyway. I might as well let them be at it here. But then the other one will be just like, no, no, that's my daughter. She doesn't do anything like that. Complete denial. And it happens in my own family. My mom is quite liberal. She would be fine. She would have no problem. But my dad, absolutely no way.
And I believe your sister is not allowed. And she's 26.
She's 26, yeah. So no way. I mean, her boyfriend, they're together like 3.5 years.
And all right, so it's a steady relationship. I mean, I do understand how parents mightn't like you bringing home a one-night stand or whatever. I get that.
She's a baby, though. I think because she's the youngest. So this weekend, she knocked my dad's bedroom door yesterday. She was like, Daddy, you know, something's coming when she's called him that. Dad, can he stay over this weekend? So he's sleeping on the couch, but he won't be allowed up the stairs.
Right.
So there's a big division there. But my mom would have no problem with it. And I've got three daughters myself and one son. And my son is 16 now. So it's a bit away for me.
Hmm.
But it's coming down the line. And I think I'd be okay with it. It's interesting that the parents say they like the boyfriend.
That's exactly the point. They do like the boyfriend.
Yeah, they like him.
Here's the thing. I always, by the way, if you want to get involved in this conversation, you can call us on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. Here's the thing I've always thought about this conversation. If they're in a stable enough relationship, and they're like your sister there, 3.5 years or whatever, they are not going to be going to their bedroom and at it hammer and tongs and bashing off the the headboard and everything else with Mammy and Daddy in next door. You just don't do that. And
no.
I don't know anybody who would.
I don't know anyone who would do it. But I mean, when my husband and me, when we were saving for our house, we had been renting, and you can't rent and save in Ireland. So we moved in with his parents and they gave us the attic room, and we slept in that room together for a year, and they were completely fine with it. But it was like we weren't engaged, we weren't married. It was a means to an end. We were saving for a house. We were there for a year and they were grand with it. Thank God, because I don't know what we would have done if we had to separate for a year to save. It would have been really difficult.
OK, and I'm sure you had your own private time during that year, but I doubt you ever woke Mammy and Daddy up.
No, there was no 50 Shades kind of stuff going on.
That's what I mean.
It was all very, very, very quiet. It's great motivation, actually, to get you to stay for your own house. You can have that bit of freedom. Tell you what, that certainly spurred us on. But I think you have to be realistic. What are your children up to? And we have to be more open in talking with them about sex and, you know, being safe and being comfortable and all these kind of things. And if we're saying to them, no, this person can't stay over, or no, you can't do that, well, you're making it into something
that it doesn't deserve to be.
Yeah, and then if they have a problem, or if they've got some, you know, we all have problems with sexual things and all this kind of stuff. Are they going to be comfortable enough to come to you and ask you about something if you're telling them that's not something you can do in this house? Is that something that you can talk about? We think we need to be more open. I'm not saying
because, like we said, I mean, if you have a 19-year-old and a 23-year-old couple, chances are they're at it. And whether you let them stay or not, they're going to be at it anyway.
Yeah, and probably the other parents would be a bit maybe easier going. You'll always get one set maybe that's easier than the other. But I think it's important to talk about it. And she's 19, so she's not a baby anymore. I mean, I think I would probably find it difficult maybe the first time I agreed to allow somebody to stay over with one of my daughters, and I can't even think about that yet because they're still kind of small. And my husband would probably have a heart attack even just thinking about it. And it's different, I think, with his girls as well. You're just a bit more protective or something. But
I know, the funny part of this conversation is, you know, a 19 and a 23-year-old, chances are they'd probably go on a holiday together. They'll be staying in the same hotel room together and they'll be sharing a bed together.
Yes, they'll be doing whatever they're doing. So it's a little bit kind of sticking your head in the sand, but it's their house and it's their rules. And you can't, and it's like the same with my dad. I'm married now, so I'm grand. If I'm staying over there, my husband can stay. That's cool. If you're not married, forget it. But that's what he's comfortable with, and I respect that. And it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all because, you know, that's their home and that's what he's comfortable with. And I think you should respect that. But hopefully, I think as generations are changing, and I know I'm certainly more open with my children about discussing things about sex and things like that than my parents would have been with me. I think it will get, hopefully, a little bit easier.
All right, good to talk to you, Siobhan. Thanks very much indeed. That's Siobhan O'Neill from mams.ie, if you want to check them out. So how do you deal with this dilemma? And it is a dilemma that whether we like it or not, many parents have to face. Text or WhatsApp me right now on 0877 98 98 98. Anne, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Anne?
Hiya.
And you say this should never happen.
It shouldn't. Not in your own parents' house, I don't think.
What should never happen?
Well, I don't think boyfriend and girlfriend should be upstairs in a bedroom. But as I've gone through it myself. I have two kids, one's 18 and one's 25. And I'm going through it as well. But you try to tell the older one it can happen. And then I give in to her. And now I have my 18-year-old doing the same. But it's not. You're so uncomfortable when you know boyfriend and girlfriend are upstairs. No matter if they tell you they're not going to get up to Anne. They will. They will get up.
Okay, but as I said a second ago, Anne, chances are at that sort of age they're going on holidays together. They're staying in hotel rooms together. They're doing it anyway.
And you don't want that under your own roof.
But, you know, it'd be different now if they were banging against the headboard. And do you know what I mean? They're not going to do that.
You don't have to be doing that now. You know what I mean? They're all cute today. They know how to be quiet doing stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, it's very uncomfortable to have your own parents downstairs while you're upstairs worrying sick about things. You know what I mean? Like, go off. Do what you want somewhere else, but not in your parents' house. You know what I mean? People.
But again, I don't really understand why not. If it was like 50 Shades of Grey going on in the bedroom, I'd say fair enough. I can understand why Mammy and Daddy aren't putting up with that. But when they're just sharing a bed.
They're not just sharing a bed.
Why is it automatically assumed? Why is it automatically assumed that just because you hop into bed with somebody means you're going to be having sex?
Well, what's the reason for bringing them up to a bedroom?
To have a sleepover.
Oh, would you go away? Can you not remember when you were 18, 19, 20?
Okay, so you'd prefer them. You'd prefer them to be doing it in a car up a laneway.
Not in my house.
All right, stay there
Why
for one second. Okay,
that
stay
in your house.
Stay there for one second. 6797981 is our telephone number. Chanel, you have a specific reason why you won't allow your 19-year-old son have his girlfriend stay over.
Yeah, definitely. The reason for that is because I just find that it's respecting the family unit. I also have like a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old.
Okay, and so because there's younger siblings.
Definitely.
That's the reason for. Okay, and I can get that when there are younger ones.
Yeah.
What about when they get a bit older?
Well, I think, you know, again, it's respecting your parents as well. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, it was the same thing. You know, you just I don't fancy looking at my kids' boyfriends and girlfriends sitting across the table from me in breakfast in the morning. You know.
Really?
And
why
also,
not?
Yeah. No, definitely not. And also, like, for my son to do the opposite way, he's not allowed to stay with his girlfriend for that particular reason as well. You know, her parents
don't fancy our, you know, my son sitting there first thing in the morning, you know, is just
but
like
okay,
that.
But okay, yeah. Would that all change in 10 years' time when they're married?
If they're married.
Yeah, if they're married.
Or
yeah.
if, well, basically, you know, I guess, you know, helping them out when they're older in their 20s, hopefully, you know, if they decide that they want to be together. And that's fine. That wouldn't be a problem. But I do think at this early stage, you know, 19, 20, it's very young. It's very young. Too.
All right, stay there for one second. Let's play this WhatsApp voice message.
Adrian, come on. Nowadays, it's part of life. People, boyfriend, girlfriends, staying together. People just need to like, realise this. That's the way life is now. Anybody who doesn't think any different, like they're only upsetting the kids by not letting them stay together, because they're going to do it anyways, even without your permission. They go off somewhere else and do it. So you're better off having them under your own roof. That's all I can say.
Okay, Linda's a first-time caller. You're on 98FM, Linda. How are you?
Not bad.
Good. Tell me about your 19-year-old.
His girlfriend says every week we have no problem with it. They're very discreet.
So you've never heard them up to anything?
No, Linda,
I'm finding it really hard to hear you. Your phone line is really, really bad.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's grand, yeah.
Yeah, they just chill out, watch Netflix, get a takeout. She does stay. In this day and age, I think people need to understand they can't move out of the house because
it's not
they can't
as easy.
Afford it.
Yeah, it's not as easy it's as it used easy. To be. There was a time 20 or 30 years ago that if you had halfway all right job, you could go and get a flat or whatever. You can't do that anymore.
Exactly. So what does that mean? That they can't have a life and they can't have a relationship because they're living at home.
Chanel, what do you say to that?
No, I totally disagree. It's very, very young to be normalising the relationship, I suppose in a sexual way. You know, yeah, like, I mean, you know, when I was that age, if I had a boyfriend at that age, sitting on the couch, watching a movie, getting a takeaway was fine. But staying over, that's really, for me now, pushing the boundaries.
But what about the point that she made, that Linda made, that it's not as easy for one or both of you to move out now of the family home because you just can't afford somewhere? So,
that is an older age. I wouldn't see at 19 and 20 why you'd want to be moving in together in the first place. You know, you still have to get on with your life, you know, possibly go to college, getting a job, stuff like that. Very young. I mean, that's something you should be doing as, you know, later in your 20s. It's not for teenager, you know, and 20-year-olds to be doing that.
That's in an ideal world if people want to go to college. Some people don't want to go to college.
No,
some people meet their life partners at the age of 14.
Yeah, I've had friends who done that at 14 and 15, but they were never allowed to stay over. You know, you do that in your own time, your own space, but not when you're when you have a family.
But Linda, you're saying that it's just life today, like that WhatsApp message. It's just the way it is, and it doesn't bother you in the slightest.
It doesn't bother me in the slightest. I'm a young mother. Growing up with my children, and when you speak to your children and explain to them
to have a bit of respect,
and let them have their life, and you have a better relationship as well with them, and not running off, as you said, going up the back lanes, or they're doing what they should do. They're enjoying themselves. They're enjoying their teens. They're going into adulthood with an open mind of respect.
All right, good to talk to you, Linda. Thanks very much indeed for ringing us. And thank you for all of your calls. Unfortunately, I've actually run out of time. I'd love to take some more on that. But anyway, that's it from us for today. We're back with you again 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. If you want to get in contact with us, our email address is dublintalks@98fm.com.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.